Blog Talk Radio.
Cause love came down and rescued.
Jacob Phillips, how y'all doing today?
Doing good. How are you, Stan?
Doing pretty good. How you doing over here?
I am doing great and bidding hello to all my friends and family and guys.
Amen. We're going to be talking to Pastor Amir today. We're going to be talking about his ministry, how he got involved in the Christian ministry, and how he got introduced to Christ, and how things really started working for him. And, Jacob, do you have any questions you'd like to ask Amir?
Not at this time. We'll let him start out with his, his introduction to the kingdom of God and all that kind of stuff. And towards the end of the show, I'll pop my question in and we'll go from
Amir.
There.
Okay. Amir, how did you get introduced to Christ? What was your first introduction to Christ?
I born in a Christian family, my family told me a lot about Jesus Christ, but I didn't care about what they are saying to me. And, I was a vagabond, and I'm going to share my testimony, a little testimony with you. I play gamble, and I work with people, and I don't like people, but, after a certain time, God gave me a chance to see him, and, I find the word baptized, and then I realize, oh, God gave his begotten son for us, and but we guys are going for him. So then I decided I will accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and my Lord, and then I born as a Christian again around 6 years ago, and now, thanks God, I am spreading the word of God in Pakistan, and also soon I am going to be
for
a mission trip in other nations. Praise the Lord.
Amen. That sounds like a very unique thing. At least, normally in Pakistan, you'll hear about a lot of people actually being Christian. It's very rare. So that's a unique story about
you
being a Christian, and your family was already teaching that. Now, Amir, I know that, there's a lot of Muslim, belief in your country. And I know it's not very easy being a Christian in your country. Now, kindly let us in America know how tough it is being a Christian in your country.
We are around 97% Muslim people here in Pakistan, and only 3% people Christian people are here in Pakistan. It's very hard to spread the word of God in Pakistan, but we thank God we are here in Pakistan and spreading the word of God. You guys are living in comfort zone and we are in a conflict zone, but we thank God we are here in Pakistan and spreading the word of God. If we will sit at our home, all the body of Christ will go. So we have a love and patience for our nation to spread the word of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. But it's awesome to see. Like you said, we're here in America, we're in a comfort zone, and we don't really understand how it is, really spreading the word of God in a situation like y'all have. And here, you got churches everywhere. There it's maybe, you got one in somebody's house, and you're actually trying to hide and make sure nobody sees it, or, you don't know if the word's going to get out or nothing like this. We just get in our cars and drive to the church, and no problem, We don't really understand it. We don't really understand that, but it's amazing. I mean, your situation is kind of like it was back in biblical times when the Christians was spread out amongst the world, and a lot of people had different religions, and they didn't like the Christian belief. They didn't want to have nothing to do with it, and they prosecuted these people. And that's the way it is.
Yes.
That's the way it is in other countries now, and I can see where you're coming from. I mean, we don't understand that personally because we don't see that, but we can see by biblically, standpoint of what they went through, what y'all are going through. But we really got our hats off to y'all. Really appreciate everything y'all are doing over there for the body of Christ, and you're doing an amazing job, Amir, and we really, really appreciate it of that.
Thank you. Father, glory to be our Lord. We have nothing without him, and it's due to God's grace and we are praise him and the glory to him, because we are nothing without him. We are empty vessels, and God is using us for his kingdom work. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, y'all work in the power of God ministry, healing people and transforming people. Now, how is God working in y'all's community with healing people? Have you saw legs be healed and stuff like that? Or
yes. You know, it's written in the Bible that when we place our hands upon the sick and they will be healed, and they will let know our God is a great God and he can do all the things. So God is using us also in this part. You know, a lot of people are healing and they are receiving the Jesus every day. And we have a lot of testimonies when God healed the people and they came to Lord, and they have a good relationship and deep relationship with God. Praise the Lord.
Amen. What's so unique with that, Amar? I really think, you know, here in America, the power of God is here, but it's not as strong as it is in Pakistan and Africa, because a lot of people over there don't really have a doctor to go to. They depend on supernatural activities for their healing. And a lot of times they depend on demonic supernatural things for healing, like witch doctors and stuff. But when a Christian, when the power of God comes there, he can do tremendous things for y'all and heal people and transform their lives. And here, down here in America, it's kind of unique because there's a lot of people so used to reading the word, but they don't really see the power manifesting upon them. Over there,
yes.
Go ahead, man.
Yes, you know, here people also like to go to the doctor and, you know, but people have a great faith on the Lord, and they came to the meetings and crusades, and they know God can do all things. And when they came to the crusades and meetings and seminars, they heal and they praise the Lord and they give all the glory to Lord. And he said, oh yes, God can do all things and nothing impossible for our Lord. Our God is the Lord, a God of impossible.
Amen. Amen. And it's amazing to see these stories. And I know I've had a lot of brothers in Christ that went over to Pakistan and all these other places, and they talk about millions getting saved. Millions of people getting healed, and you know, they're throwing away their walking cane. Their eyes are being opened. Amazing things. We see that in the United States, too. It ain't something unique. It's just over there. We see it over here, too. And I actually saw a couple guys, you know, come out with a wheelchair. And that's amazing. I mean, somebody's been paralyzed for half his life, and all of a sudden he's walking. The power of the Lord has opened his knees and helped his knees, and he can walk, and it's amazing. It almost makes you cry, man, when you see that. And it's just amazing things that the Lord can do. And, you know, even the Pakistan people is listening now. The power of God is strong. He's real. He's not something we made up. He's not an object that we carved out of stone. He's real. He's really to change your heart, to remake you, to transform you. That's what he's all here about. And I'm going to tell you, if you go to the mirror and all these Pakistan preachers and ask him to pray for you, to have the Lord to come into your heart, I guarantee you, you'll have a life-changing experience. You'll have a new life that you never saw before. Amen. So that's something there. And Amir, tell us about your Bible ministry that you're trying to give to the Pakistan people.
People, God is moving here in Pakistan so fast, and you know Pakistan is a very awesome country regarding the spreading the word of God, and you know people are coming to God every day, and we are distributing Bibles to everyone, and you know we want to see the word of God in everyone's hand, and you know people are hungry for the word of God. People are hungry for the word of God, and so we have a passion for them, and we want to see Bibles in everyone's hands. So for this reason, we are working in this area, and a lot of people are saying to us, coming to our area, and we need Bibles, so coming our area and distribute Bibles. So we are distributing a lot of Bibles in crusades and door-to-door Bible distribution and in street feeding. And God is using us in this part, so we thank God.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I saw some of your posts you have on Facebook where, you know, you're handing out these Bibles, and people just, I mean, it's just like opening up a Christmas gift. When you open them open up these boxes full of Bibles. They're like so thankful for that. And, you know, like here in America, we got Bible bookstores everywhere. You see maybe 5 to 10 people in it. But over in your country, you got thousands of people just trying to get a Bible, trying to get that Word of God. And that's amazing to see that. And I'm telling you, you know, everybody in every country that has the freedom of religion, that has it fully open and really supporting you, I really say, you know, you don't know what you have. You need to appreciate what you have in your country. You need to be really dedicating yourself to the Lord, not once Sunday or once a week, but every day. These people over here in Pakistan, they're donating their time to these people, helping them with their life, transforming their life. They got the Lord in their life every day. The Lord is transforming their life every day, and I think every Christian should be like that. The Lord should be transforming your life every day, making you a new man, and be walking in the shoes of Jesus Christ. Amen. But it's awesome to see this happening through your ministry, man. And what is your website, Amar?
Our website is www.biblesforpakistan.com.
Biblesforpakistan.com. I also put the website on the bottom of the radio page there, and I have it there. You can click on there, and it can take you to that, and it'll take you right to the website. If you would want to donate a Bible, you can get a hold of him on there about that, or donate some money, you know, to help them buy Bibles. They will actually buy Bibles for these people that's actually needing the Word of God in their house. But it's very amazing to see how unique this is in, you know, in the country of Pakistan, how they really want the Word of God. They're really wanting things to go well in their country. And we really pray for Amar and his ministry and all his people helping him with his ministry, because I'm sure they really, really need our prayers. And right quick, we're going to go into a song. I'm going to play I Need a Miracle, and we're going to go from there. We'll be right back.
Well, late one night she started to cry and thought he ain't coming home. She was tired of the lies, tired of the fight, but she didn't want to see him go. She fell on her knees and said, I haven't prayed since I was young, but Lord above, I need a miracle. Well, no matter who you are, and no matter what you've done, there will come a time when you can make it on your own. And in your hour of desperation, know you're not the only one praying. they found a miracle.
Talking to Mir about the prosecution they have there in Pakistan. He said it wasn't too bad, like they was killing anybody, but he said there was some things going on. Would you like to talk about that, Mir?
Yes, you know, a lot of people are saying we are facing a lot of persecution here in Pakistan. Pakistani pastors are saying to all of us, we are facing a lot of persecution, and yes, we are facing persecution, but you know, we are not facing persecution at Iraq and Iran and other Middle East countries. You know, sometimes they burn down houses and churches, and also they discriminate with us, and they discriminate with us. We are not, they are not giving us jobs and a lot of bad things, you know. But we thank God we are in Pakistan, so this is our nation, and we are patriots, and we love our country. And you know, God put us here in Pakistan for some reason. So far this season, we are here in Pakistan, and we want to see our nation will be saved in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. That's awesome. I'm glad that, you know, it ain't no killings going on or anything like that. But, you know, across the world there is things like that going on, and it's very disappointing to know that people's going to that extent to do things, even burning houses or burning people's churches. That's just unreal. They should respect that way. I see it. But it's amazing that, you know, people are really yearning for the Word of God. And, you know, there's a lot of people over here. We've got all of us over here in America. We've got two or three Bibles. And, you know, we got our favorite Bible we like to carry. Or we got the little cover, you know, with all the little new gadgets on it and all that. But, you know, it's great to be able to have one. It's great to be able to have one that you can open and read anytime that the Lord is moving you. Now, when the Holy Spirit is in you and moving you, what He's doing, He's leading you to Bible verses and to places in the Word to teach you different things. If you don't have a Bible, you can't do that. you got to have a Bible to do that. And I guess there's some people in Pakistan, they got to go to a minister to find out some of this stuff. They don't have a Bible. So they need a Bible, you know? They need one.
We just need a Bible.
So everyone needs Bible, so everyone to see the Word of God in everyone's hand. Amen.
Amen, amen. So,
plug right now that everybody that's listening to the show needs to go to BiblesForPakistan.com or whatever and donate $5.
Amen. Donate $5.
Do it now and buy a Bible for somebody in Pakistan. I'm telling you, do it now. You know.
Amen. It doesn't matter how much. I mean, if it's $1, $2, they're happy for it. They're not like some of these people down here. You know, we want $25. They're not like that. They just want $1. They can take $2, $5, you know.
I want to share something with you. You know, some people are saying us, you are scammers and you are begging for money. But I told them, we are not beggars, because our daddy is a king of kings, and we are king and queen, and because our daddy is king. So I told them, I am not a beggar. So if you cannot donate for our nation, so at least you can pray for us. So don't discourage us, because we are living in a conflict zone.
If
we will be here, you can see how you can pray for us.
Amen. Yeah, Amir said, he said, if you don't have a dollar to donate or anything like that, he said he's not really worrying about that. He knows that the Lord will provide. But he said, if you don't have a dollar to donate, at least pray for them. Pray for the peace to come upon their ministry. Pray that people will donate some Bibles. Pray for, you know, the Lord to come upon him and really bless his churches and the churches over to build more churches and for protection against, you know, the Muslims or whoever is really trying to do harm against them. But pray for them at least. That's one thing that he really asked for, you know. He likes your donations. He would like a dollar donation, whatever you could give him, but he would really like your prayers too and pray for his nation. But, Amir, it was really nice to talk to you, man.
It's a great honor for me to talk with you guys and share what the Lord put in my heart.
Amen. It's always awesome to hear from another Christian from another country to see what the Lord is doing in their country. It's always amazing to see that.
Okay. And you know, you guys are always in our prayers, and I love you guys. And you guys are also a great blessing for our nation. So we thank God. God put you guys in my life, and we are spreading the word of God together.
Amen. 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 It's amazing that we can do all of this we're doing today through Skype and computers and telephones and stuff, and it's awesome. We try to figure out how to do a Skype thing because the Skype is not working on my computer just right for the blog talk, and we're trying to figure out how to hook all this together. So we actually decided to put a little thing together here through Skype and my speakers and my speaker phone, and we just put everything together to get this going tonight for this show. And I'm sure it's going to touch a lot of people. And Amir is, you know, people's going to call in or start topping down and sending some donations for his cause and helping him out. And some prayers is going to be going out for Amir, too, for him and his ministry. And it's a great pleasure, Amir, that you came on the show today and got to let us know how, you know, the Lord is working in Pakistan. And we really appreciate you, and our prayers are going out to you.
Thank you, and it's a great honor for me also. So I love you guys, and you are always in our prayers. So we need you guys more and more prayers for the nation of Pakistan. You know, a lot of people are still waiting for the word of God. Around 98% people are still waiting for the word of God. We need a lot of prayers for the nation of Pakistan.
Amen, amen. We're going to send those prayers out. Y'all going to be blessed. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Amir. And
you're welcome.
I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to try to talk with Jacob here a little bit. How you doing, Jacob? I ain't talked to you a whole lot here on the show in a while.
That's all right, man. I'm enjoying Amir's stories. And I will personally be praying for him and try to send out a donation to buy some Bibles for Pakistan, dude. That's a big deal. That is a seed
sure
that
is.
You can't. Yeah, that's a seed you can't buy right there. We're doing good over here, man. I mean, I'm just enjoying the conversation and listening to everything that is going on over there in Pakistan. Maybe one of these days I'll be able to travel over there, man, and preach the gospel. So,
yeah.
Just kind of hanging out, man, listening to the
show. Yeah, me and Amir is hanging out here. I'm sitting here on the iPad. We're just like hanging in the room here together and just doing the radio thing here. And it's kind of like having a great big radio studio here, it seems like. But it's working out pretty good here. We've prayed and stuff before the radio show started, trying to, you know, bring the presence in and all this and that. And what we're going to do, what I'm going to do at this time, we're going to start praying for a few people that's listening to this show. Father, I ask you to bring some words to me and Philip and all of us here, and just let us know what needs to be done, what prayers needs to go out. We ask for healing prayers at this time, Father. Father God is showing me, Lord Jesus is showing me, somebody's foot that needs to be healed. In Jesus' name, I command that foot to be healed now in Jesus' name. Somebody's having chest issues. I think it's in the right chest. I think it's lung. No, I'm showing it's ribs. It could be broken ribs. I command the ribs to be healed now in Jesus' name. Ribs be healed now, and I think it might be a puncture to the lung too. And I command the lungs to be healed now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I ask you to go amongst this person and repair those lungs and those ribs now in Jesus' holy name. Amen. You picking up anything, Jacob?
Yeah, I am. Right off the bat, I've seen a bruised knee. There's somebody with a bruised knee. And right now I just command the swelling to go down in that knee. I command healing and the name of Jesus to come to that knee. But it was a bruised knee. I don't have anything else right now, but you'll give us just a little bit. I'm sure the Lord will reveal something else.
I don't know whether somebody's got a hurt leg. Amir, do you have a hurt leg or anything? You know, there's somebody's got a hurt leg that I'm picking up. I command that bone and that leg and them tendons and them muscles to be healed now in Jesus' name. I command all the muscles, all the tissues to be healed now in Jesus' name. I command basically all the ligaments in the leg to be healed in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, I ask you to come upon that leg, put heat in that leg and transform that leg now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for this healing. I also pick up a heart. Somebody has a broken heart. I think somebody has a broken heart. I command that. Lord, I ask you to go inside that person's heart and renew that heart. Give him a yearning for you, Lord. Give him a yearning for you, Lord. Just put your peace upon his heart and let him know. Let him know your peace and your love you have for him. Thank you, Father. Back. I'm picking up somebody's having back issues. I command all the spine to be fully lined back up correctly in Jesus' name. I command all discs to be repaired now in Jesus' name. I command all spinal fluid to be flushed and cleared now in Jesus' name, to be fully cleared in Jesus' name. I command all pain to leave that from that back now in Jesus' name. Spirit of pain, I curse and bind you in Jesus' name. I command you to leave now. You have no authority in that person. You break loose and you leave now in Jesus' name. I command you to break loose now in Jesus' name. Break your tentacles out of this person's back and you leave now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for bringing peace upon this person, bringing peace to his body and making his body whole now in Jesus' name. Now, at this time, anybody that's got a hurt in their body, that has a pain in their stomach, has an illness in their body, I ask you to put your hand on that illness. Wherever it is, if it's your chest, if it's your heart, if it's your knees, put your hand now on that part of your body. It could be a hurt, a sprained knee. It could be a hurt leg. It could be a sore foot. You know, whatever it is, it could even be up to heart problems. You know, whatever it is, just put your hand right there now. Go ahead and find that spot and put your hand there now. Okay. In Jesus' name, I command all illness to leave their bodies. I command all illness to leave their bodies. I curse you, spirit of infirmity, and I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. I command you to leave now in Jesus' name. I command wholeness to your body. I command wholeness to your body now in Jesus' name. Father, I ask for the Holy Spirit to come upon these people now. Holy Spirit, come upon these people now and let them feel the heat of the Holy Spirit. Let them feel the heat of the Holy Spirit. And I command all illness to break loose now. Break loose now in Jesus' name. Break loose now in Jesus' name. Break loose now in Jesus' name. Cancer, I curse you at roots and at the seed. I command you to break loose now in Jesus' name. You break loose now in Jesus' name. Throat issues, I command you to break loose now. Pain issues, break loose now. Infections, break loose now. Flu, fever, break loose now in Jesus' name. Break loose now, I curse and bind you. I command you to break loose now in Jesus' name. allergies. I curse and bind you, spirit of allergies, and I command you to break loose now in Jesus' name. You break loose and you let that person go now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for this healing. I thank you for this blessing. You bring Amara to my show. I thank you for all of this. I ask you to bless Amara's ministry. I ask you to bring plenty of people to his church, to his ministry. I ask you to fill his donations up for the Word of God, to fill his donations up for the Word of God, and let him feel the hand of God touch his ministry. Let it blow up. Let it blow up in Jesus' name. Let it blow up in Jesus' name. I thank you all for joining us today, Amar. I thank you, Jacob. And we're going to have another show this Wednesday night. I'm saying around 8 o'clock, not unless things change. But Robert Hager will be on there with me Wednesday night. And I do ask everybody to go on Facebook and like the Healing Lot page. Like the Healing Lot page. And go to Blog Talk. Go to Blog Talk and just follow the page, too. Just follow the page. And I do want to remind everybody now, the Power and Love Conference is coming to Wilmington, North Carolina. Right now, you know, just go ahead and get your tickets. The price will go up pretty soon in October. So if you really want the discount price, get it now because it will go up in October if you want to go and learn the hands-on healing. It ain't something to learn. It's just experience, and learn the experience of all the ministers there. It's going to be preaching and teaching for 4 days. This is a 4-day conference. It's not a 1-day. It's not a half day. It's a 4-day conference. So they're going to be teaching you for 4 days. You're going to be soaking in the presence for 4 days. So it's going to be an amazing conference. Just check out powerandlove.com. I think it's powerandloveministries.com. And I think in the end of October, we're going to have the Power and Love guy to come back on and talk about it a little bit more. But I was going to let everybody know to just go ahead and purchase your tickets now because they are going up after October. And right now you get a good deal on that. So, Jacob and Amar, I want to appreciate all of y'all coming on the show. And we'll talk to y'all very soon. God bless every one of y'all.
Thanks, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Worth more than all my time. I don't want to waste my life on anything but you. Nothing else satisfies, so I'm giving up the fight. I'm coming back to you. 'Cause I've been running as fast as I can, and all the while you're there calling me, bring me back to where we began. Your presence, Lord, is enough for me as I fall down. Oh, I fall down at your feet.